So you think you know what you want to do, but do you consider where it might take you? Welcome to Mom's Town 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to set yourself up for success by figuring out what you want to do and where it's going to take you, just like you said.
Yeah, so we all have creative ideas, and we probably can have three or four we're juggling. Which one do we want to act on? And you got to ask yourself a couple of questions. And I know this sounds really fundamental, but sometimes we have a romantic notion about an idea.
You think so?
And we don't realize the reality of it. So
it's very easy to romanticize a life, an idea, a business. It's so easy to do because you can just picture, it's easy to picture yourself in a different, out there in the future and the dream. But the reality is here and now and today.
Exactly. So the time of day is super important. Are you a morning person or are you a night person? And this came to fruition for me, and I'm not trying to drop names, but remember when Sheryl Crow had asked me to meet her at the Whiskey A Go-Go on a Sunday night, I think it was, and I had to be at work at 5 a.m. I realized at that moment, I am not a night person, because she said, oh, I'm going to get there around 11:30, and I'm going to play a set. Come on over and hang. I'm like, what? And then get 2 hours of sleep before I have to go to work?
See? So, but you also prefer the mornings.
I love the morning.
And so a job or something or a lifestyle that keeps you out until 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever was probably not in the cards.
No. And even remembering way back when I lived in New York, and you wouldn't even go out to the bars until like 9.
Oh, forget it.
See what I mean? Like, I'm already in my PJs.
No, I know. I used to anchor a morning show in the morning, and I was in heaven. I get to go to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Exactly. With a real good reason.
Nobody can even say, what are you doing? No. Oh, really. I have to work in the morning.
So that's a really big thing. And then also figuring out, do you like working on the weekends? Or would you rather just work during the week?
So this first question that we're talking about in setting yourself up for success is, first of all, knowing who, what kind of person you are, where you function better in the day, just time of day. First question out the gate, how do I function best and what time?
It makes a difference.
Because everyone has a different rhythm. And do you think it's like innate in you? Like, I am a morning person. Is it just because I keep telling myself I'm a morning person and I just do? Or do you think it's something and that's just because it's natural? Or is it just because I have created my life that way?
I don't know the definite answer to that. But I think if somebody says, okay, we're going to go to dinner at 9 o'clock. And you say,
count me out.
Right? Or you say, yay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, that right there, the little things, the choices you make during the day are giving you clues as to who you are. But if you are like, oh my gosh, like I dread going out to dinner at 7 even.
I know it's late. We went out to dinner the other night at 5. I'm like, yes.
I know.
It's so bad. That's like total blue hair. But some people will be the opposite, right? And I will say this about this, figuring out if you're a morning person or a night person or how you function best, like what your rhythm is for the day. I love morning light.
I love morning light. I follow the light around my house.
Yeah.
I know exactly where to sit in the morning and where to move to in the afternoon. And there's another one to think about. Do you like working from home? Some people go like crazy.
So figuring out the kind of day you want and then where your setting is. So home or on the road or in an office.
Yep. Yeah. Some people go stir crazy at home. I could never work in a bank again.
Oh,
I just would feel so confined.
Yeah.
So it's important
knowing what time of day, if you want to work on the weekends and where you want to work. boy, this segment went by fast.
I know.
Those are the first three questions that we're helping to set you up for success. And in the next episode, we'll talk about who do you want to play with. We're talking about when and where you want to play, and now we're going to talk about who do you want to play with. But first, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors.